WYTI at Rocky Mount, Virginia. They are the Survivors, and the song is titled Wasted Words. 128 Earl Van Shelton in the air chair with you on a Thursday. My good, what in the world am I doing here today? I know why I'm here. I have special guests with me in the studio, Roger Handy and friends. Roger, even though it's raining, you found your way out.
I brought my boat.
Is it parked out back?
It's parked out front there. It's about the best way to get here. Look like it rains every day, don't it?
Yeah, Bill and I were talking about that earlier. In the years past, you'd always see a brown yard or two in the county, but right. you haven't seen one this year.
I haven't seen the grasshopper weeds either. I guess they just stayed in the ground.
That's exactly right. Roger, tell us a little bit about your band, and we'll talk a little bit later on about the event. You guys brought instruments with you,
yes, sir.
We're excited about it. Introduce the guys for us.
Well, on my left right here, the banjo player, Stuart Warner.
How you doing? And Stuart,
I'm doing fine.
Good to see you, sir.
Banjo player, lucky to get to play with him. Over here on my left, far left, is Rex Norris, plays guitar, also the ticket manager at the Harvester. He can tell you more about the Harvester than I can.
Rex, how you doing, my friend?
Doing good.
Things going well then at the Harvester?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. You know, it's an exciting place. We talk about it all the time, all the shows coming up. And, of course, you guys are going to be performing there. But before we talk about that, I want to hear a little music. I'm ready. Will y'all do one for us?
It's kind of early in the day for us.
Have you had your Fruit Loops yet?
I'm going to do a tune that a local guy wrote, Mr. Rod Shively. I think he used to work at the radio station some years back.
Absolutely.
He owned Outlet Records. That's a tune he wrote and recorded back in the, I guess, in the 70s that we recorded. So I'm going to try it right here.
Let's do it.
It's a Blue Ridge Mountain morning. Nothing on earth is like a Blue Ridge dawn. It's a Blue Ridge Mountain morning. It must truly be God's acre I'm on. A mockingbird sings a sweet melody. An old Tom Turkey struts out in the field. My darling's waking up from a peaceful night of dreams. The sun's coming up over the hill. It's a Blue Ridge Mountain morning. Nothing on earth is like a Blue Ridge dawn. It's a Blue Ridge Mountain morning. It must truly be God's acre I'm on. I smell the honeysuckle along the old fence row. The trout are jumping high in the stream. The butterflies and bees are covering up the trees. The dew gives way to the sunlight beam. It's a Blue Ridge Mountain morning. Nothing on earth is like a Blue Ridge dawn. It's a Blue Ridge Mountain morning. It must truly be God's acre I'm on. When I grow old and no longer can walk these mountains around my Blue Ridge home, I'll sit and reminisce of the pleasures I've known. Thank God for my Blue Ridge Mountain home. It's a Blue Ridge Mountain morning. Nothing on earth is like a Blue Ridge dawn. It's a Blue Ridge Mountain morning. It must truly be God's acre I'm on. It must truly be God's acre I'm on.
My goodness, that was live, fellas, out
there. Hard to do. Hadn't loosened my voice up at all today.
Well,
watching TV.
You did a fine job right there. That almost sounded like it was recorded. People go check with me on that, but it was live, let me tell you. Tell us, Roger, a little bit about your history in music and how you got started in it.
Well, I started back when I was about 12 years old, I guess. trying to play. Then I quit, of course, when you go to high school and you find out all the girls like rock and roll, so you kind of go that way. But I came back to it after that, and I started actually trying to get good at it in the early 60s and started playing with groups. And started out with a group called Newgrass Express, who was local guys. And in 73, we won Galax, believe it or not. And I won second to singing at Galax that year. And we had Dipsy Young, who was with that group then. He won first in Manlin in 73. So that year we started Lost and Found, with Gene Park and Alan Mills and Dipsy Young and myself. So that's kind of the background. I've been trying to play ever since, I'd say. But we had a lot of good experiences. I met a lot of people on the road playing with them, and we did a lot of festivals. Like I said, Nashville, we went all over the country, really. Got to meet Lester Flatt, you know, years ago.
That was an experience.
Oh, it was. I did a song that he liked, and he asked me to sing it for him one time. So that was quite an honor for him to do that. But you know, later on, you know, because he passed away, right, I think in mid 70s or something. Right. But anyway, that's what I did, and been trying to play a little bit along. I quit for several years. I got married and had two beautiful daughters, and raised daughters. And when they're grown, I started playing again. So I got, well, I shouldn't even call it friends, because I really don't have a band. So I asked these guys to play with me. They all play with other groups. Great groups. Stuart plays with three different groups. Harwell Grice Band. I know you've heard of them.
Absolutely.
He's playing with them. And so does Jackie Cooper, who plays Manlin with us. He plays in two or three different groups. And Ernie Power plays dobro. He does too. He plays with several different bunches. So it's I just call them friends. That's how we started. We stuck with it. And we end up being more than friends. We like brothers now. We have fun practicing together. We laugh and carry on, and we do accomplish a few things. But it's been a great time for me, because, you know, I'm getting older, and I was about ready to quit. These young guys said, "No, you can't quit. So let's keep getting it." And
we look forward to practice every week.
Yeah,
and we feel lost when we don't have practice.
Yeah.
Rex, what's your tell us a little bit about your history in music.
Well, I got lucky, and Roger took a liking to me. So I'm box office manager at the Harvester. I moved up here from Charleston, South Carolina, because I married a local girl, and we had a house up here. So we moved back up here in 2011, and the Harvester opened in 2014, and I've been there ever since day one. I played guitar since I was probably about 12 years old, but I didn't. I grew up listening to all kinds of music, but as far as my background playing, I played more rock stuff. This was a lot of fun to learn bluegrass and play bluegrass with these guys, and country. But there was a commonality of the songs, because Roger grew up listening to a lot of pop stuff that was turned into bluegrass songs by the Country Gentlemen and
The Seldom Scene,
and things like that. And I mean, I don't know about telling tales out of school, but Roger had the chance to be in the Seldom Scene, but he didn't want to move.
No, I did. That's a true story.
Yeah.
John Duffy spoke with him.
Me. Yeah.
Wow.
When Dr. John Starlin left and went back to Mobile, Alabama, Mobile, as he called it. Yeah. So I was one of the three that he was considering. Not talking about, I wasn't interested. I didn't want to move to the big city of D.C.
And the only time Roger did move was he moved to the beach for a while.
Yeah, I did.
But the mountains kept calling him back. So
smart move when all the flooding they got.
So. Yeah.
Now, you live, Roger, locally. You're here.
I live in Rocky Mountain now, yes.
Rocky Mountain. That's wonderful. Yep. Stuart, how about yourself? Give us a little bit of history about you.
Well, I was raised up in West Virginia. And
don't hold that against me.
Yeah, don't hold that against me. And I've been playing music since I was about 11. And I used to listen to Roger and them on the radio back in West Virginia. I never thought I'd be playing with him.
It's amazing.
It's an honor. It sure is an honor to play.
You know, some of the best songs.
Too, and, yeah. And these guys, I don't know, people, I think, here in Franklin County, were so used to Lost and Found that they kind of take it for granted. But these guys are really legends.
Absolutely.
I mean, ask ask the Punch Brothers, ask Alison Krauss. I mean, Alison Krauss has Gene Parker and Lost and Found records sitting on her piano.
Yes. You know, I remember the late Bill Vernon talking and telling stories about the Lost and Found and how they developed, because Bill was, of course, a walking encyclopedia when it came to bluegrass and mountain music. You could ask him a question and immediately he would know the answer. And I remember talking to him many times about Alan Dempsey, you, Roger, as well as Gene Parker. Gene stopped by the station, as a matter of fact, the other day. Do you stay in touch with Gene?
Oh, yeah, I see him quite often, yeah. Sometimes we'll get together and jam a little bit, but... Yeah. He's a fiddle player now. He kind of laid his banjo down and said his hand don't hurt him as bad when he plays the fiddle. He's a tremendous fiddle player.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Probably, in my opinion, he's probably the most talented man in this area anywhere. Probably in the country, as far as that goes, but he's amazing.
I have to say, Stuart, back when I was a child, my dad used to listen to bluegrass music, and I would just cringe, but the banjo is what attracted me to the music. When I heard the first banjo tune by Ralph Stanley, I'm like, What is that? And it just drew me in. And my first job was at a full-time bluegrass radio station, if you can believe that. Well, but the banjo is what brought me to the music. And the music of the Lost and Found, Alan Mills and I became good friends over the years. Yeah. He used to do a radio countdown at a station I worked at in Collinsville, Virginia. Yeah. He would come in every Friday, and for an hour, he would take the Bluegrass Unlimited Top 10, and he would play them and talk a little bit about the bands. And I'd sit in the background, and we would chit-chat as the records were playing. I missed those days. I haven't seen Alan in years. He used to call me the Rip.
Oh, okay.
That's what I am.
That's another gentleman who's very knowledgeable in bluegrass, and he's been there, and he's never got the recognition he really deserves.
Absolutely. I agree.
He's set up, he's helped do the IBMA and all this stuff.
And create the Crooked Road.
Yeah, helped with the Crooked
Absolutely.
Road, too.
And has written some great songs.
Great songs.
Yeah. Do y'all do any writing? Speaking of writing songs, have you ever dabbled
in
that?
I have, but most of them's in the trash.
That's hard to do.
Yeah, had a brother wrote a couple of three. You heard Leftover Biscuits?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, my brother wrote that.
I love it.
And we're not going to do it, though.
Another one of my favorites that comes to mind, and I don't know who wrote it, Ida Red. That was a great song.
That's an old traditional
standard
song.
Yeah.
Ida Red.
Love it. You guys do us another one? Love to hear it.
Can we do this one? Speaking of my brother, this is a tune he wrote also. I remember the words to it. And John Duffy actually recorded this song. Tune called Peaceful Dreams. Once I stood among the timbers, rising high up to the sky. Now it's turned stone and cinders. No one knows the reason why. Peaceful dreams, faded memories, many loved ones past and gone. Stories told to young by elders, fables rolled and turned to song. Lakes and streams once were many, deer and fowl were free to roam. Now it's gone, there's no ending to the wrath that man's brought on. Peaceful dreams, faded memories, many loved ones passed and gone. Stories told to young by elders, fables rolled and turned to song. Life was sweet, life was simple, never had to rush around, nor the cars and crowded cities
have taken all my sacred crown. Peaceful dream, faded memory, many loved ones past and gone. Stories told to young by elders, fables wrote and turned to song. Fables wrote and turned to song.
Wow. I really mean this. I could listen to this all day long, nonstop. It's just, y'all sound so good. And if you want to see these guys here, you have a chance. October the 5th, I think, is the date.
October 5th.
At the Harvester Performance Center.
8 o'clock. Doors will open at 7:30.
Now, will there be some other guys along with y'all? Or?
Yeah, we got...
Actually, it'll be seven on the stage, like an orchestra.
Wow.
Yeah, we have, of course, Stuart and Rex and myself. We got Charlie Robinson, Ernie Power, and Charlie Milliron, and Jackie Cooper.
Yep.
So we got an orchestra.
Wow, just a
so
lot of
a little bit of everything.
It's going to be so much fun. Yeah. October the 5th. You can get your tickets now by calling the Harvester at 540-GUITARS or harvester-music.com.
Exactly.
I say that so much. It's in my head.
Yeah, it did well.
Well, look, guys, I can't thank y'all enough for coming out here today and spending a little time with us. It means the world to me. This is something that will be in my memory for a long time. It will be one of my most favorite interviews.
Let's say one thing. We all plan to night two down in Gretna, Virginia.
We're at in Gretna.
At the Gretna Theater.
The Gretna Theater.
Yep, that's a Thursday night deal, and they do it once a month, so we're going to do it tonight.
You have any other dates coming up, Roger? And let me ask you this. I'm glad you brought it up. Do y'all travel just locally, or do y'all go the East Coast,
the East Coast? I don't really want to travel too much. I usually stay pretty close.
Close to home.
Yeah. And these guys travel when they were they're their own groups, you know.
Right.
They go off places, but no, I don't really. I'm getting too old to travel now.
Just like to stick around home.
Yeah, but we got two or three things coming up. We're going to play at the Franklin County Distilleries in Boone's Mill on November the 3rd, I think, on Saturday afternoon. So if anybody wants to come over there, he's a good friend of mine, so I told him I would do it. You normally don't do that kind of stuff, but he's a good friend of mine. I told him I'd do it for him. So we're going to do it over there. And other than that, I don't know of anything else that we're doing.
That's coming up.
Yeah, that's coming up anytime. So we never know, though.
That's right. Something could pop up. And, of course, if it does, you be sure to hear about it right here on WYTI.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And please come out to Harvest. That's the best place in the world to go listen to music or play music.
And you know the thing about it, Roger, is it's so what's the word I'm looking for?
It's so intimate.
That's it. That's
right,
that's exactly because you're close. I mean, there's not a bad seat in the house. And if you get up front, I mean, you're literally there. You're there.
Yeah, I've heard. So I volunteer there some, but I've heard artists talk about that place. And boy, they love to play that because it is like that. It sounds great, and they're right there with the people, and it's very very comfortable for them. And they can get out, walk around town, and have a good time, and talk to people. They even name a street after one of them, I think.
That's right.
Morris Stewart.
But they say they enjoy it. They love to come back. That's true. They keep coming back, like him and Rick Skaggs and all these people. They keep coming back because it is a great place to
That's
play.
It. It's almost like you're talking to, when they're talking to you from the stage, it's almost like they're talking to you. That's how intimate it is. A great place. If you've never been, I guarantee you, if you go one time, you're going to go back. And if you have been, you know what I'm talking about. Again, guys, Stuart, Rex, Roger, thank y'all so very much for coming. I also want to let people know, if they missed this interview, tuned in late, want to hear it again, within an hour, I'll have it posted on our website, WYTIRadio.com. Click on the blog section. Y'all going to be at the very top of the Say Roger Handy interview, and y'all can listen to it again. It'll be there forever.
Appreciate you.
Thank y'all so much. Wonderful. Roger Handy, Stuart, and Rex, thank y'all so much for coming out with us today. 104.5, 1570 AM, WYTI at Rocky Mount, Virginia.